33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. You know why they call Houston Space City, don't you? Not everyone does, believe it or not. It's been some time since kids sat with parents on living room couches watching live pictures from Mission Control. But even though NASA no longer looms in the American imagination perhaps as much as it once did, with a Mars expedition in the works, the rise of SpaceX and Blue Origin, among others, a powerful case can be made that a renaissance is just around the corner, a space renaissance. So Congressman Brian Babin of the Houston area, chair of the House Space Subcommittee, has just launched a new mission of his own on Capitol Hill. Congressman, welcome to Texas Standard.
Great to be with you, David. Always like talking about space.
Yeah, I think a lot of us do. Why a Texas Space Caucus? What do you have in mind here?
Well, you know, our space program is an enormously important program for this nation and has been for over 50 years. And, you know, we want to establish a strong, proactive, and collaborative bipartisan congressional caucus to advocate and protect the interests of our space program, which, you know, the work, the funding, our workforce and capabilities, all at the NASA Johnson Space Center, which is Houston is home to, and also to the space industry across Texas. We've got some other smaller areas that geographical areas that have space industries going as well.
So, right.
Forgive me for interrupting you, but
you're chair of this the House Space Subcommittee, so there's already interest there clearly among members of Congress. But what about this Texas element? What size is the industry in Texas, and is there some sort of number floating around to quantify its impact?
Well, we have 14,000 employees, civil servants and contractors working out of Johnson Space Center in my district alone. Of course, Johnson Space Center is the premier space facility in our entire program across the country. And we've seen some ups and downs over the last few years of our space program. And just to kind of give you a little history, a lot of folks think, do we really need to be spending this kind of money on space? Well, let me give you a surprising figure. NASA's overall budget is less than one-half of 1% of our federal budget. And the nation's investments in space drive our technology, the advancements and inventions we have there, economic competitiveness for American workers and our companies and industry. And these investments create great, high-paying jobs across the space and related high-tech industries. And it's hard to match the bang for the buck that we get out of this thing.
The fact that this is happening again, though, I mean, after all these years, there's now, it seems like, a new interest in this space race. What accounts for that, do you think? Is it the introduction of private enterprise? Is that what's really going on here?
It's huge. You know, we've always had private industry involved in our space program, but we have a level of it today that is very strong. You know, we've got some great industry and leaders and contractors who advocate for our space program and are a very big part of it. And if we get back to the moon, and I shouldn't say if we, when we get back to the moon and when we get to Mars over the next couple of decades, it will be the private enterprise and industry will be a huge part of that. You know, Houston is known as Space City. We've got the Houston Astros and the Houston Rockets, and that's not for nothing because we've had a space program out there at Johnson Space Center for over 50 years, and I've had the great pleasure as the subcommittee chair in the House of meeting some of the old astronauts and the engineers and the flight directors that have been part of that great history. And America needs to continue to control the high ground, and that's space. And that's what this is all about. Our Texas Space Caucus is going to advocate for the entire program and also for Johnson Space Center and Texas space interests. We need a plan to go to the moon again. We need to make plans for a Martian trip. We've got to address the problems of putting men and women in deep space because the space environment out there is very hazardous sometimes. And unfortunately, the political environment for space can be hazardous as well.
Yeah.
And the purpose of our new caucus is to make that political environment for space much less hazardous for our long-term national space initiatives, for NASA as a whole, and for Johnson Space Center, which is NASA's premier space center, as I said earlier.
Congressman Brian Babin of Texas, he's just launched a Texas Space Caucus. Thanks so much.
You bet, David. Have a great day.